Hello, everybody. Thank you for joining the story of the day. Today we have a most unusual story. Once there was a rabbi who made a Shabbaton in Malibu, California. What is a Shabbaton? It is an event usually for people that are not very familiar with keeping Shabbos, in which many people come to home, a community, or a hotel, someplace where they can gather together during Shabbos, and they learn what a Shabbos meal is about, making kiddush, having a special time to daven, time to learn Torah. And throughout the Shabbaton, there are different classes and meetings and harangin, get-togethers, in which people learn about keeping Shabbos and the special spirit of Shabbos, the special ruach, feeling of Shabbos, and holiness of Shabbos. That's basically what a Shabbaton is. It could be for people who are more advanced in their Judaism. It could be people who are very advanced in their Judaism. But quite often it's for people who are getting introduced to Shabbos and to Judaism. So this rabbi was asked to speak repeatedly at different sessions and classes and perhaps lead to davening and so forth. And he was talking with some of the people at the Shabbaton, and he met one person who we got into a conversation with who told him that he puts on four pairs of tefillin every day. Four pairs of tefillin might sound very unusual to you. In fact, you may never have heard of putting on more than one pair of tefillin every day. The tefillin that most people put on, all people put on really, is according to Rashi. There are many people that put on tefillin also according to the opinion of Rabbeinu Tam, who is a grandson, or a group of grandsons, of Rashi, different opinion about the order in which the parshios, the sections written on the parchment inside the tefillin should be arranged. There are some unusual people, people who are usually on quite a high spiritual level, that put on four pairs of tefillin. There are two other opinions also about some of the arrangements of the parshios. This young man said he put on four pairs of tefillin every day, not all at the same time, of course. There's one and the other and the other and the other. The rabbi was quite surprised because he knew about the idea of putting on four pairs of tefillin, but he also knew that it was only very, very unusual people who put on four pairs of tefillin. And this young man that he was talking to did not seem like the kind of person that would have had the intense Torah background and high spiritual level and so forth that would be the typical person that would put on these four pairs of tefillin. In fact, he looked quite like a beginner. In fact, that's probably why he was at the Shabbaton, because Judaism was fairly new to him. So the rabbi said, four pairs of tefillin, my goodness. Why do you put on four pairs of tefillin? He said, well, I'll tell you what happened with me in tefillin. You see, a couple of years ago, I was approached by a certain chassid who asked me if I would like to put on tefillin. And I said to him, no, I hate religion. Well, I know we don't have this opinion of religion. But he said, I hate religion. I hate religious observance. And I will absolutely not put on tefillin unless you can give me a good reason for doing it. So the chassid said, well, do it for your soul. So I said to him, my soul doesn't need it. My soul is already connected to God. I don't need to put on tefillin to connect my soul to God. So the chassid then said to me, the man said, telling the story, He said, well, then do it for the world. Do it for all the souls of the Jewish people. Do it in order to bring all of the Jewish people closer to Hashem. Ah, the man said, I like that idea. And so I began to put on tefillin with a passion. I loved the idea that if I would put on tefillin, that this would actually help the entire world, every Jew. It would help bring Mashiach quicker. It would help bring godliness into the world. Ah, these are reasons that I can relate to. I began to put on tefillin, and then I began to ask, what other tefillin are there? I heard about the Rebbeinu Tam, I heard about Moshe Rabbah, and fourth one, and I decided to put on all of them every single day because I was so enthusiastic about putting on these tefillin. Now, I do not tell the story in order to recommend that any of you should or tell your fathers that they should put on four pairs of tefillin. I certainly don't put on four pairs of tefillin myself, nor do I know, I don't know if I know anybody, maybe, who puts on four pairs of tefillin. However, nevertheless, I think that the story is a good one. That here was a person who became so passionate about a mitzvah that he wasn't just doing it for himself. On the contrary, he didn't like the idea of doing a mitzvah for himself or for his own soul. He wanted to think bigger. And there is truth to this. Again, not that I would recommend anybody start putting on four pairs of tefillin without speaking to your Rav first, certainly. But the idea of a mitzvah being much, much bigger than just connecting me to Hashem. A mitzvah being something which connects the whole world to Hashem. This is a true idea. In fact, this is what's called, in the language of Kabbalah, Yichud Kutei Brichos Shchintei, uniting Hashem with the world and the source of the world. This is what we'll see in the times of the redemption. Thank you very much for listening to the story of the day, and try, whenever you do a mitzvah, to think that it's not just good for you and your neshama, but it's good for the whole universe. It helps to bring the geula. Thank you for listening today. Story of the day.